This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community of one that we're talking about. How many people know you and how many people do you know? That's big outreach, one person at a time. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We are in post-debate mode. Yeah, post-debate number 3 mode, to be specific. And aren't you glad that's over with? I mean, really. It was an amazing debate, and I got to tell you, I think that Donald Trump won hands down over Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, one of the things that I was writing down on my notes, if I can find my copious notes that I took, actually I don't have them in front of me right now, but one of the things that I noted all throughout the debate, quite frankly, is basically she lies. She lies all the time. And I watched the entire debate. My eyes were glued. My ears were just abuzz listening to all the comments that were made by both Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump and Chris Wallace. Now, let's talk about the moderator first because, you know, he's a superstar. We must talk about the moderators, and get them their little moments of fame. Forget about the candidates. The moderators come first. We learned that with Megyn Kelly, of course. Now we've got Chris Wallace out there, who normally on Sundays bashes Donald Trump, I might add. And I was very concerned that there would not be fair and balanced approach by Chris Wallace, that he might want to sneak in a few jabs. However, I do have to say that he did a very good job of controlling the situation. He's the only one to have done that. All throughout the debates. In fact, there was so much left-leaning. And, you know, and of course, now we know with the WikiLeaks and everything else, the conspiracy facts that are out there about the media double-downing on Donald Trump. But Hillary Rodham Clinton was weak at best, and I felt that all she did was consistently continue the big lies that she's always been promoting year in and year out. Now, listen, For those of you that are younger than 35 years of age, I got to tell you that I've been around, I mean, we've been around with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and listened to these lies upon lies upon lies, the deceit, the deception, the foundations, all that stuff. In fact, we're going to be doing some exploring of some of her comments about her foundation, about the so-called work that they do there, you know, whether or not she's legit. We're going to be talking about that. But I thought that it was just more lies. And for those of you that are 35 and younger, you know, their scheme to destroy this country has been kind of an interesting scheme that's been going on. The Clintons are very well placed and have been very well placed strategically starting back in the 60s to be doing what they're doing right now. The major world handlers out there, those that are against our constitutional form of government and against the Bible, the Christian Bible, particularly the Protestant variety of the Bible, and interpretation, those people are really, really, really in the bag to try and destroy this country. This is what the left does. And they've been working it a long time. Now, I find it interesting that we have intergenerational politicians in Bill and Hillary Clinton. This nation has never seen that. I don't think any longstanding democracy has seen this. And it's very, very clear they're leftist, they're socialist, and they have been doing their applying their skill and trade as leftist socialist over the last 30-some years. I mean, it goes back to the 80s. And, of course, we outed the Clintons back in 1994 with the Cloward and Piven strategy in the Orange County bankruptcy. I mean, they've been around for a long time doing destruction. First 8 years of Bill Clinton, continuation of Hillary Clinton, 4 years as Secretary of State with the Obama administration, which is another extension of the socialist destruction of the country, especially culturally. Social justice, which is still going on right now. You're seeing the NFL being absolutely imploded because of their actions through the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE, with Colin Kaepernick and the cultural divide that's developed over the national anthem there. But, you know, this is all by design because you have to destroy culturally the United States of America to break down and finally destroy the Constitution and bring in a candidate such as Hillary Rodham Clinton who might be elected and, you know, look where she's at. She could possibly select as many as three, maybe four Supreme Court justices, which would doom this country. Because the left will destroy the First and Second Amendment in particular and start rounding up the usual suspects. That's what will happen to the death of this country. And this has been, again, a plot, a scheme. This is not tinfoil hat. Well, it is tinfoil hat thinking. Thank you very much. Because we are thinking, as opposed to what the left wants us to do, which is not think. When they start criticizing you for wearing tinfoil hat, wear it as a badge because you are thinking. You're exercising your rights under the Constitution, and by the way, if we don't exercise those rights, they will take them away, which is what they're trying to do right now. And Hillary Rodham Clinton spoke last night on the Second Amendment, and Donald Trump was hammering her on that, which I think was totally appropriate. She lies, and she lies, and she lies. She will absolutely destroy the Second Amendment. I think Donald Trump actually brought that out in the conversation about the Heller decision in Washington, D.C. She has a plan. We know what the plan is. We're seeing the plan being played out right now in California through Jerry Brown. Which is, of course, if California goes a certain way with gun rights, guess what? The rest of the nation will too, right? You'll become Californicated by way of Jerry Brown. Anyway, I thought that the lies that just continue to spew out. And I'm bored. I'm tired of the Clinton lies. And, you know, what kind of a nation are we with an oligarchy such as what we have with the Clintons? And I think that's, you know, fair to say. When you take a look at what the Trump campaign is all about and has been about, it's been a wrecking ball for the political system here in this country, which needed the wrecking ball, quite frankly. I think no one's going to argue that this political system that we've been under for the last, especially since Clinton got on board, and the pivotal part was George Bush, the senior, after Ronald Reagan. He was the man that was really to put in place Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And he did a fine job because this goes back to 1992 when I was a strong Republican and I was being touted to be on the Central Committee in Orange County, California at the time. And I saw the fraud and the deceit that was going on by the Republicans to bring in Bill Clinton. They were supporting Bill Clinton. The hierarchy, if you will, of the Orange County and California Republican Party was actually supporting Bill Clinton at the time. And I said, that's it for me. I don't want to be a part of this fraudulent behavior. So since 1992, I've not been a Republican. I've been a declined state in California, which to me is an independent. I know there's an independent party in California, but in California, you're declined state. So, but until Donald Trump came along, I was independent. And then Donald Trump came along, and I decided to vote in the primary as a Republican first time since 1992. So those of you that are sitting out there and you're 35 and under and you don't understand the angst that all of us olders have about the Clintons, it's because we've been lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to as sociopathic liars would want you to believe them by the Clintons for, you know, since 1990. And we're tired of it. And this is why the olders really are pretty much coming out in against Hillary Rodham Clinton. And they're not, you know, I don't care about the sex. That doesn't matter to me at all. You know, I'm all for if there's, you know, Margaret Thatcher. I'm a huge fan of Margaret Thatcher. So there's no debate about the sex thing going on, about gender, if you will, with Hillary Rodham Clinton and myself. But there is certainly a lot of policy disputes and, of course, abortion. Donald Trump scored it out of the park last night with his comments about abortion, just ripped her a new one. And I think that a lot of people got the picture, especially about late-term abortion, those comments. And we're going to be covering some of these comments that he made. I thought it was a big night for Donald Trump. I thought he scored major points against her. And he looked presidential. I mean, he certainly had the disgusting look on his face when she was answering questions. But I got to tell you, who wouldn't after listening to 30 years of lies from the Clintons? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio. Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
The Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Liberty Tour number 5 is coming up. The Constitution. Topic is the Constitution, October 28th and 29th. Jeanette Finnicum, the widow of Robert Lavoie Finnicum, who was assassinated by the FBI, murdered by the FBI, and murdered by this president, will be our guest. And we are very, very happy to hear her story. And we would hope that people would attend. And you can go to our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and click on the Liberty Tour. Tickets are $10 a piece. You just can't beat this. It's for both days. It's the 28th and the 29th. And it's going to be a conference like you've never been to. Liberty Tours always are. They're very substantive. And Lord Moncton, Christopher Moncton, will be one of our guests. Jim Garrow will be one of our guests. We've got Pastor David Whitney will be one of our guests. We've got Scott Bennett. He's going to be here making comments about what's going on. And, of course, the ISIS connection. Of course, that was really a big thing in the debate last night, was formation of ISIS. And it was interesting. Donald just stuck to the policy issues. But there's clear evidence of her starting ISIS. And, I mean, the evidence is very, very clear. And there are the memos. We have WikiLeaks, all this stuff that shows that she and President Barack Hussein Obama deliberately created ISIS, which created the problem in the Middle East. And I think that Donald probably could have done a little bit better job of explaining that, but he got it out there, and people know that. People all over the world know this problem. And we were talking yesterday about what's going on in the Philippines, and the Philippines know that Hillary and Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama created ISIS. Well, now in the Philippines, they've got ISIS problems and cartel problems, drug cartel problems. Now, speaking of cartel problems, last night, Donald Trump used the term hombre. That means guy, dude, man. Now, if you're not from California or Arizona or New Mexico, Texas, then the term hombre in the vernacular, in the context in which Donald Trump was using it last night, might be a pejorative. And you might be, what about all these Mexicans? They must be offended by Donald Trump. Come on, give me a break. Hombre, are you kidding me? This is what we're hearing right now from the left, the whining. Hombre, you guys are racist. Come on. I mean, this is the kind of garbage that you hear from the left. Well, hombre, you know, I use the term hombre all the time. Hello, I'm a Californian. I guess it gives me license to do that. I have, you know, Spanish background. So I can say hombre. They're just offend the left, you hombres. Anyway, so Donald Trump used hombre in the context of, well, hombre. And it's totally appropriate. It's totally exactly what we want to hear at this point in time. Because, you know, we don't want to be in denial about, guess what, the Mexican hombres in the cartels who are slaughtering people in Chicago right now. Hello, wake up on the left. That's what's happening in Chicago. By the way, all being fostered by Rahm Emanuel. I mean, you know, in the strictest gun control laws on the planet, which was brought out last night. But listen to Donald Trump in the term hombre.
Now, I want to build the wall. We need the wall. The Border Patrol, ICE, they all want the wall. We stop the drugs. We shore up the border. One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people in this country that have to go out. We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
We're going to get them out. You betcha. You betcha these bad hombres are killing people. They're killing kids in Chicago and all around this country because they're, well, moving drugs around in the cartels. Hello. I mean, the two biggest profit makers for the cartels are human trafficking. Guess what? Yeah, I said it, human trafficking. Actually, it's trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we call it here on this radio show. And drugs. Hello. Marijuana in particular. They're making bank on marijuana. And by the way, marijuana initiatives in California and also all throughout the nation, being sponsored by George Soros, which kills kids ultimately, in my opinion, and as an educator, I've seen it. It destroys lives and kills families, destroys and kills kids ultimately. It leads children who have been initiated in the drug culture at an early age into spiraling death, you know, what it is over time. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're killing kids, I mean, that's a process. That indicates a process that's going on. And that's exactly what the cartels are hustling around out there. And this is something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. The marijuana that is destroying the lives of our children right now, especially if you're in Washington or Colorado. Now, I'd say people go, oh, my God, you can't be saying that. It can't be true. It's very true. Hello, I've had too many years' experience with it to know what the real truth is, as opposed to what the hustlers, the drug cartels and the extensions of the drug cartels, the big pharma is going to start stepping in here pretty soon. But the cartels around the world, which are dealing with marijuana, about five grand a pound now for the buds. I mean, so, you know, this is a lot of money. And are they paying tax? Are the cartels paying taxes on this marijuana? The answer is no. It's exactly what's happening in Colorado today, thanks to that report by the Rocky Mountain High Intensity, whatever it was, organization out there, nonprofit organization, came out with its report about a month ago, and we reported on it. It says it's basically killing kids. And not only that, it's doing enormous destruction to the economy. It's doing enormous destruction for law enforcement in terms of traffic deaths and so on. Things are spiraling out of control, and they're going to continue. It's the first time we've actually seen some facts come out of and studies that have come out regarding marijuana in these various states. So I'm glad to see that. But bad hombres, the politically correct people, and especially the left who's supporting of the cartels, you know, Hillary Clinton supports the cartels. She is a cartel member. I mean, just look at the Clinton Foundation. By the way, we're going to talk about that in a second. But just look at the Clinton Foundation. That is a cartel. And she's a part of it. She's funneling money into that foundation. And of course, this is something we can't talk about. We can't talk about these bad hombres because that reflects poorly upon the Mexican people. It does not. They use the term, too. Have you ever been down to Mexico and talked to them about the bad hombres? Well, they know who the bad hombres are. They're the cartel people who slit throats and burn people up and take hostages and kill them all the time. Those are the bad hombres from Mexico. Mexico. So those of you on the left who are excoriating Donald Trump for using the term hombres, get a life. And start, you know, get a life and crawl back under the slimy rock from which you rose. We don't need this kind of political correctness. It's killing America. And Donald Trump's saying no to that. And so am I. And so are so many other people. You know, the rise of the conservatives, the rise of the news stream media is real. You guys are going to have to get another life. And by the way, more WikiLeaks are coming out, more from James O'Keefe. Thank goodness, that he's exposing the Clinton cartel the Clinton cartel and how they've been trying to manipulate along with the media side by side. I mean, you take a look at these media conglomerates, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and how they've been piling on and attacking Donald Trump. I mean, these are all planned out, well-rehearsed hits against Donald Trump. And he knows that. He's a man in the media. He knows how to handle these things. You hombres, stay with us. We're going to talk more about hombres and others here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
He went to Mexico. He had a meeting with the Mexican president. Didn't even raise it. He choked and then got into a Twitter war because the Mexican president said, we're not paying for that wall. So I think we are both a nation of immigrants and we are a nation of laws and that we can act accordingly. And that's why I'm introducing comprehensive immigration reform within the first 100 days with a path to citizenship.
Thank you, Secretary Clinton. I want to follow
up. I think I should respond to that. First of all, I had a very good meeting with the president of Mexico. Very nice man. We will be doing very much better with Mexico on trade deals, believe me. The NAFTA deal signed by her husband is one of the worst deals ever made of any kind, signed by anybody. It's a disaster. Hillary Clinton wanted the wall. Hillary Clinton fought for the wall in 2006 or thereabouts. Now, she never gets anything done, so naturally the wall wasn't built. But Hillary Clinton wanted the wall.
Well, let me.
We are a country of laws. And by the way,
I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from Secretary Clinton.
I voted for border security, and there are
and the wall.
Well, you know, once again, Donald is implying that he didn't support the invasion of Iraq. I said it was a mistake. I've said that years ago. He has consistently denied what is
wrong.
A very clear fact that
wrong.
Before the invasion, he supported it. And, you know, I just want everybody to go Google it. Google Donald Trump Iraq, and you will see the dozens of sources which verify that he was for the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
And you can actually hear the audio of him saying that. Now, why does that matter? Well, it matters because he has not told the truth about that position. I guess he believes it makes him look better now to contrast with me because I did vote for it. But what's really important here is to understand all the interplay. Mosul is a Sunni city. Mosul is on the border of Syria. And yes, we do need to go after Baghdadi, and just like we went after bin Laden. While you were doing Celebrity Apprentice, and we brought him to justice. We need to go after the leadership, but we need to get rid of them, get rid of their fighters. They're estimated several thousand fighters in Mosul. They've been digging underground. They've been prepared to defend. It's going to be tough fighting, but I think we can take back Mosul, and then we can move on into Syria and take back Raqqa. This is what we have to do. I'm just amazed that he seems to think that the Iraqi government and our allies and everybody else launched the attack on Mosul to help me in this election. But that's how Donald thinks, you know. He always looking for some
Chris,
conspiracy.
We don't gain anything.
He has all the
Iran is taking over Iraq.
Secretary Clinton.
Iran is taking over Iraq. We don't.
Let me interject here in the middle of this debate with these hombres. First of all, building the wall, it was a complete debacle for Hillary Rodham Clinton when Donald Trump went down and visited with the president of Mexico. She was invited. She didn't go. Hello? Why didn't she go? Why did she not go down and meet with the president of Mexico? Well, I don't think she was wanted, actually. I really don't. I don't think down in Mexico they want the Clintons. They know what's going on with the Clintons down in Mexico, with the bad hombres. Yeah, the cartels. The Mexican people understand what the Clintons are all about. And they don't want her around. It would look visually bad for the president of Mexico to be standing side by side with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, my interpretation of going down to Mexico and talking to the Mexican president was that was outreach by the Mexican government to say, Donald, we will work with you. Hillary, well, you didn't show up. You offended. I mean, just by not going, quite frankly, on the political stage, even she was invited, but she didn't go. She was an embarrassment that way. But she used good judgment on her part because she's not wanted in Mexico. They don't like the Clintons down there. They've been seeing way too much drug smuggling, and they know the Clintons and their linkage. This goes all the way back to the 80s. This goes all the way back to Iran-Contra. They understand the drug smuggling that has gone on with the Clintons since the 80s, all part and parcel with the CIA, I might add. Which brings up an interesting concept, doesn't it? All these drugs being smuggled in the 80s, Iran-Contra, and so on. Don't you just, and you know the CIA's hands are all over this. Well, how can the Clintons not be inculcated with the CIA in these operations since all these drugs and all the money that was laundered by the Clintons when he was governor, which we now know to be true, how can they not be affiliated and associated, both of them, with the CIA? Don't you think that's just an interesting question and one that perhaps we might want to start looking into? The relationship between the CIA and operatives, as Bill and Hillary Clinton are of the CIA. Now, you probably haven't heard too much discussion about this, but I got to tell you, in my circles, there's a lot of discussion about the CIA operatives known as Bill and Hillary Clinton. And proof of that is what happened in Iran-Contra. What was going on with drugs being brought into Medina, Arkansas? What about that? A lot of questions still need to be answered there. And, of course, the bigger question is, what is her CIA background? What is his CIA background? How much money was given to them? Loads, boatloads of money. This has all been about. This has always been about the boatloads of money for the Clintons. One of their functions as governmental leaders has been to, well, I would say, do the inner workings of the CIA. Now, this is something that a lot of people might not want to touch, but you know what? I got to tell you, in order to clean up the bad hombres, you got to have these kind of discussions. I really think that we need to take a look at the relationship between the CIA and the bad acting that's gone on with the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, and who brought them, who hired these two to work for the CIA. Inquiring minds want to know. Just a little thought from Agenda 21 Radio. Just a little thought from Agenda 21 Radio. I mean, I think it's appropriate, don't you? We want to know whether or not the next president, potentially the first woman president, might in fact be a CIA operative. Hello? You can hear me out there, right? Anyway, there are stories out there. Some of my operatives are never been wrong, by the way. They've been saying this for a long time. Paul, people got to look into this. Look more carefully into the background of Bill and Hillary Clinton in the 80s, in the 90s, and the 2000s. And as recently as just this year. Gee, don't you really want to know why Bill Clinton was meeting with Loretta Lynch just before the hearings about Hillary Rodham Clinton? Inquiring minds want to know. You know, this just before the Comey hearings. Don't you just really want to know about what's going on there? The collusion? I mean, we know what the linkage is. We were talking about this yesterday. The law firms that Loretta Lynch, Sandy Berger, all these people have been involved with. And, of course, the money laundering that's been going on. The connections between the CIA and United Bank of Switzerland and HSBC and James Comey? Hello? Don't you just want to know a few facts about these people? Do we want a CIA operative again in the White House? A CIA operative who could be linked to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Nazis? I don't think so. Stay with us for Agenda 21 Radio to come.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns...
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio. Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California. Will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Secretary Clinton, it's an open discussion.
Secretary, please let Mr. Trump speak. He's unfit, and he proves it every time.
You are the one that's unfit. You know, WikiLeaks just actually came out. John Podesta said some horrible things about you, and boy, was he right. He said some beauties. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, he said you have bad judgment. You do. And if you think that going into Mosul, after we let the world know we're going in, and all of the people that we really wanted, the leaders, they're all gone. If you think that was good, then you do. Now, John Podesta said you have terrible instincts. Bernie Sanders said you have bad judgment. I agree with both.
Well,
so do I. I mean, give me a break. And, you know, this whole thing, guys, about if you've been, and you're a millennial, and you're thinking about Hillary Rodham Clinton, and you think Barack Obama's done such a great job, let me tell you, militarily, he has done completely the opposite job. He's doing everything he can do to facilitate ISIS, and has been. And you might not understand warfare or understand how modern warfare should be fought, but we should be fighting the enemies of America, not enabling the enemies of America to help destroy America. That's just the twisted nature of these people. And, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton is all in on this because she's helped to finance it. She helped to facilitate when she was Secretary of State. What do you think the Arab Spring was all about? Which, by the way, Benghazi was not mentioned last night. Benghazi was not mentioned last night. although Sean Smith's mother was in the audience. Now, I have to say, that was a vulnerable area Donald did not exploit. There's a couple of areas he didn't exploit. One of them, when she was kind of lambasting him about Putin, all he needed to do was say, what about your open server to the world? That's espionage. And she was accusing him of working in collusion with Putin on these WikiLeaks and so on, which is total garbage. By the way, I'm sure the Russians have been hacking into our system, and so have the Chinese. This is well known. And so about everybody else. And, of course, her open server has been an invitation for open espionage. And by the way, what we're finding out more and more and more and more is that there's a black web out there. We've known about this, a black web in which all sorts of other things that you can't get into normally through normal channels, like you can't Google search it and you can't do Yahoo, there's a web beyond that. And guess what we have on that web right now? We have top secret information on that web from Hillary Rodham Clinton's server. Some of this is from the special secret information that is for your eyes only that we have described on this show. Some of that information has shown up. Now, special access programs is what we're talking about here. This is the darkest secrets that we have and we do not share. And the only way you can have that is have access to a special access program and screen. We are finding out now she had that. She had the ability to do that worldwide, and she was open sourcing it to everybody. These secrets are out there on the black web, and anybody can see them. This is open espionage by Hillary Rodham Clinton and her ilk in the State Department. Open, blatant, and flagrant espionage. By which, by the way, if she was convicted, carries the death sentence. That's what she's done. This is the harm that she's done this country. It's out there. It's open. People can get it and have been getting it. That's why I say Donald should have pivoted to that last night, but he didn't. Now, he didn't because perhaps he needs surrogates like myself and others to explain all this to you so that you understand what we have here in Hillary Rodham Clinton. You can't tell me that she's not a spy for the other side when she has an open server, when she knows and she's violating the laws all over the place, and then there's cover-up for her by James Comey and Loretta Lynch. What do you think we're talking about here? She's an enemy of the state. No one shares these types of secrets. Special access means this. There is a computer program and a screen. You cannot forward. All you can do is look at the information. You cannot cut and paste and edit. But if somebody's smart enough, they can take their iPhone and take a picture of the screen. And that can be circulated. And that is exactly the case. By the way, this means that people out in the field, CIA operatives that are doing super secret work for us and the FBI, and are exposed. These are the types of things that she's exposing actual operatives in the field. There was no protection. There was no protection on her server for that. It was open access. What do you think she's doing? Hello? She's illegally doing that. She's not supposed to do that. She's not supposed to have a server out there. These are felonies, felonies, felonies. Thousands of felonies she has committed. So is she too big to fail? Too big to prosecute for all these felonies? Is that what we're seeing here? You betcha. At least that's the mindset of her operatives, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, President Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood connection, get it? Because she's one of them. More to come.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio, Liberty Tour Number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And make your plans to come to the Liberty Tour October 28th and 29th in Yuba City, California, Live Oak. And it's going to be a fantastic tour. Lord Christopher Monckton is one of our guests. Dr. Jim Garrow is another. And it's going to be a fantastic 2 days. And, of course, Jeanette Finicum, the widow of Lavoie Finicum, will be our special guest. And she'll be there Friday night to give a major presentation. And, of course, there's a lot going on. We have not been reporting all the information that's coming out of Portland about the hearings and so on. We will be doing a little bit of that today. And also in the next couple of days, Red Smith will be joining us and talking about some of the stuff that's going on there. So he's been following it. I've actually been following it, but I've been getting informed day to day what's going on. I'm just holding back on the reporting right now. The reportage. So as we next week we'll be talking a lot about it because we're in the closing argument phase for all these people up there. And, of course, what we're understanding, I'll just give you a clue, is that the government's case is falling apart. Naturally, it's falling apart. They had no reason to arrest these people. They didn't even have warrants out for their arrest when they assassinated Lavoie. They didn't even have any reasonable suspicion or probable cause to pull him over for a traffic stop, which they forcibly pulled them over. Hello? But there were no warrants out there because no judge would have issued a warrant. But the warrants were issued the day after they murdered Lavoie Finicum. Gee, I wonder if that's legal. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.